Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Kaf Bet, daf 22. We're flying through the Masechet Baruch Hashem. Almost halfway there. Okay, today's class should be for the Refuah Shalom of all the Shalim. ובכללם חמדה מלחמה חדושה נעד מלחמה מקום נפקע שרם אדוניין שלום המסערה דביר מרחל יפה בת דברה ורוקה בת החבר נפקע בסר שלום הספר עם אדם שם לחנה יפה עם אדם ים יבידה בנפלח מלחמה חדושה ורוקה בחנה שמחה בן מלכה וים דחוי יוסף ים חנה דבר נעד מלחמה בן מלכה בן מלכה דל מסע שם חשבה להבדיל ולשמוע רחב את אליהו, דינה ותארון, תמר וחדברה, משה בן יפה, אליהו עשר שתמות, לא נוכחים, שמן משה, יעל יפה ואת אליהו. אז כאילו להבדיל ולשמוע דברה בת מרים. אוקיי, we left off at the top of the page, on 22A, the second line on the page, Itmar. We learn the following Gemara. קרא ושנה ולא שימש תלמידי חכמים, if let's say somebody learned Mikra, he learned Mishnah, but he did not be Meshamesh Talmidei Chachamim. He did not sit and toil with the Talmidei Chachamim to learn the reasons behind his learning. So Rabbi Elazar, Omer Rabbi Elazar says, Hareze Am Haaretz. That's an Am Haaretz. An Am Haaretz. An Am Haaretz is somebody who's very unlearned. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar, Hareze Bur. He says, no, he's even worse than Am Haaretz. Someone who learns all of that, but he doesn't mishamesh talmidei chachamim, he's even lower than an ama aretz, because if you spend so much time learning, but you don't spend time with the rabbi, toiling and understanding the reasons behind things, then it's a very low level of understanding. Rabbi Yanai Omer, Harei ze kuti. He says, no, it's a kuti. What's a kuti? A kuti were the type of people who they only accepted the written Torah. They're not real Jews. They only accept the written Torah. They don't accept the oral Torah. So he's similar to someone like that. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omer Harizem Magosh. He says no, it's like a sorcerer. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Mistaber Rav Acha bar Yaakov. It makes sense like Rav Acha who says it's like a sorcerer. Why? Damer Inashe Raten Magosha Velo Yada Mayamar. Sometimes you have a sorcerer. He comes and he says something, but he doesn't even know what he's saying. So the Gemara says, "Tane Tana v'lo yada mayamar." So too, he learns Mishnah sometimes, and he doesn't even know what he's saying. Meaning, he's similar to that sorcerer in the sense that sometimes he learns, but he wasn't mishamesh talmidei chachamim, so he doesn't even know what he really learned. He doesn't understand the reason behind it, and that's very bad. Tanu Rabbanan, who was taught in a Beraita, Ezu Am Haaretz. Who is an Am Haaretz? Different opinions. Kol she'eno korek kriyat Shema shacharit v'arvit v'birchoteha. If you don't read Shema morning and night with the brachot, that is considered an Amah Aretz, is an unlearned person. Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim amrim, and the chachamim say, kol she'ino maniach tefillin. He says, no, somebody who doesn't put on tefillin. Ben-Azai Omer, Ben-Azai says, kol she'ino lo tzitzit bebigdom. Anybody who doesn't wear tzitzit, he's considered an unlearned person. Rabbi Yonatan ben Yosef Amar, kol she'yesh lo banim ve'ino migadlan l'dmo Torah. If let's say somebody has children, he grows up children, but he doesn't set them up to learn Torah. Every Jew has to learn Torah. He doesn't put them in yeshiva. So that person is an Am Haaretz. Acherim omrim, acherim say, others say, afilu korev shoneh velo shimesh talmidei chachamim, zehu Am Haaretz. Even if he learned Mikra, he learned Torah, he learned Mishnah, but he didn't spend time amongst the talmidei chachamim to learn the reasoning, that's considered an Am Haaretz. Kara velo shana, if he learned Torah, but he didn't learn Mishnah. Har is a bur, it's even worse, even lower. It's even worse than Am Haaretz. Lo kara velo shana, if he didn't learn Mikra, and he didn't learn Mishnah, he didn't learn anything, what do we call him? Alav HaKatuv Omer, this is what the Pasuk says, V'zarati et Beit Israel, et Beit Yehuda, Zera Adam, Zera Behema. So I will sow, I'll plant, in Beit Israel, and in Beit Yehuda, there's seeds for man, and seeds for animals. So there's some men, and there's some animals. He's in the category of animal. Meaning, Chas V'Shalom, someone who doesn't know anything, he could fall into that category. The pasuk then says, "Yira it Adonai beni v'melech ve'im shonim al titarav." He tells him, "Don't mix with these." This is Shlomo Melech. It's in Mishle. You should learn Mishnah and don't mix up with other things. So the Gemara says, "Amar v'Yitzchak." What does this mean? Elo shonim halachot. This is referring to people who are learning Mishnayot. So the Gemara says, "Pshita." So that's obvious. Why is it obvious? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, what could this pasuk be talking about? It's obviously talking about Mishnayot. So he's learning Mishnah. So what's the chidush here? So Gemara says, Ma'u detema, I would have thought to say, Shonin Bechet. That it's talking about a person who is shonim means repeatedly. He's repeatedly doing a sin. And we know the din, like Rav Huna says, Damar Rav Huna, Kevan Sha'avar Adam Avira V'shanaba Hutralo. When a person does a sin and he does it a second time, it becomes permitted to him. You're allowed to do it. Hashem Shalom. No, you're not allowed to do it. But when a person does a sin and he does it again, what happens? He becomes desensitized and becomes used to it, and then, it's okay, it's not a big deal. And he rationalizes and says it's okay. So the Gemara is saying, I would have thought the Pasuk is referring to someone like that, Shonim, Bechet, Kamashmalan, comes the Gemara teaches that no, it's referring to someone who's learning and teaching Mishnayot, but he doesn't know the reasons behind it. So the Gemara says, Tana. The Tana says, Hatanaim Mevale Olam. The people who learn only Mishnah, they are destroyers of the world. The Gemara says, Mevale Olam Salkada Adaf, they're destroying the world? What are you talking about? Amar Avina, Shemorin halacha mitoch mishnatan. They teach halacha from their mishnah. We know you can't learn out the halacha from the mishnah. You have to learn all the way till halacha l'maaseh. You can't just learn out from the mishnah. They teach it from the mishnah. That's a mistake. Tanin amiyachi amar biyoshua v'chi mevale olam hen. Are they people who ruin the world? V'alo miyashave olam hen. They are the people who are settling the world. They are fixing the world. How can you say destroying? Shneimar alichod olam not. People who teach halachod are saving the world. So, Ela Shemorin Halacha Mitoch Mishnatan. They're teaching Halacha from their Mishnah, and therefore causing people to make mistakes, and that's a big, very big sin. Then we said in our Mishnah, Isha Perusha. As a type of woman who is, separated. So, Tanu Rabbanan. Betulat Salyanit. You have a type of woman who is a virgin, who is always, it's a type of woman who is, the way that Rashi explains it, she's always praying. Ve'almana Shovavit. And it's not a literal translation. I guess Betulat Salyanit. This person who's always praying. Then Almana Shovavit is a widow in the neighborhood. V'katan shelo kalulo chodashav. And you have a child who didn't finish his chodashim. Whatever that means, we're going to see in the Gemara. Hare elu mevalei olam. These three types of people, always praying, widow in the neighborhood, and the child, they're ruining the world. The Gemara says, Ini, is that so? V'hamar b'yochanan. We learn fear of sin from a maiden, a woman who is always praying, and we learn receiving reward from a widow. Yirat chet mi betula, fear of sin. How do we learn that? Rabbi Yochanan shamala hi betula denafla apavika amra. There was a woman. Rabbi Yochanan heard. She bowed down on her face and she started praying to Hashem and saying, Ribono shel olam. Master of the world, Barata Gan Eden Ubarata Gehinam. You created heaven and you created hell. Barata Tzadikim Ubarata Rishaim. You created the righteous people to go to Gan Eden and you created the wicked people to go to Gehinam. Yiratzon Milefanecha. It should be your will. Shaloi Kashalubi Bine Adam. That people should not fall as a result of me, because of me. This was what she prayed. So we learned how you have fear of sin from this woman. Kibul Sachar Me'almana. Then receiving reward, we learn from a widow. How do we know that? There was a woman who had a kanisa in her neighborhood. Every day she would walk from Great Neck to Roslyn. Great Neck to Queens she would walk to go and pray in Rabbi Yochanan's kanisa. Rabbi Yochanan saw this. He said, what are you doing here? So he came up there and he says, Amarla, Biti lo beta kanisa b'shivutach. Says, you don't have a kanisa in your neighborhood? Why are you walking all the way here? It's not Shabbat. What are you doing? So Amra Le, Rebbe, Velo Schar Psiot Yeshli. Don't I get reward on every step that I take? Every single step that I take. It's Inyane De Yoma, very good. You can tell people this Shabbat, the Shabbat project, that every step you take to kanisa, every step of the way you receive reward for every single step. That's the way the mitzvot work. So what, how can we say that these people are destroying the world? They're not destroying the world. We learned so much from them. So the Gemara is saying, no, I was talking about Kikamar, Kigon Yochani Batar TV. I was talking about a woman called Yochani Batar TV. Who is Yochani Batar TV? She was a type of like magician, sorceress, that anytime a woman was about to give birth, she would go and do some like magic and cause the woman's like to stop being able to give birth. Like she was going into labor. She'd cause her not to be able to push or give birth. And Rashi says, וכשמגיעה את לידה אישה הייתה עוצרת רחמה ומחשפות ולאחר שמצטערת הרבה הייתה אומרת אלך לבקש רחמים. So after the woman would be in a lot of pain from not being able to give birth, so the magician would say, okay, I'm going to go and do my magic and pray for mercy and it's going to work, and that's what you would do. And then there was the whole story Rashi brings, but this was the type of woman who was she's a rishayit, she's a wicked person for doing something like that. So that's what the Gemara was talking about. These type of people destroy the world. Then we said, my katan shelo kalulo chadashav, we said a child who hasn't finished his time. So, hacha tergimu, this is the explanation. Ze tamin chacham ha-mevaed berabotav. It's a tamin chacham who is scorning his rabbis. He doesn't respect his rabbis. Rabbi Abba says, Ze tamin shelo yigia lahora'a more. No, it's a student who hasn't become a rabbi, let's say, but he already starts to give over halacha. He already starts to answer people's halacha questions. You have to be able to be a rabbi to be able to answer people's halakha questions, or at least know how to be posek to people to teach people halakha. The Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Avuna Amarav. My dechtiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Kirabim chadalim hipila, v'atsumim kol harugea? So it says, Kirabim chadalim hipila, ze tamid chacham shlo yigia la hora'a more. That is talking about a tamid chacham who hasn't reached the level of hora'a, being able to teach, and he is teaching, he's giving over halakha. V'atzumim kol harugea, and all of the murderers are mighty. Zet tamin chacham shehigia lahora'a ve'ino more. That's talking about a tamin chacham who reached the level that he should be teaching halacha, but he doesn't teach. Both of these are sinners. If you can't teach halacha yet, don't teach. And if you can't and you don't, you hold yourself back and you hold people back, you're also making a mistake. Flipping the amud. V'ad kama. Okay, what?
Rabbi Chaim, it is worse not to give hora'a when you.
Well, please, if you can save all your comments to the end, that would be appreciated. Ve'ad kama, and when is considered at that point that you are able to give over halacha? So ad arba'in shanin. He says once you get to the age of 40. Age of 40? Oh, I'm not 40. So what am I doing here? So the Gemara says, Ini, is that so? Veha Rava Ore. We know Rava, he was much younger than that. Some say it's Rava has different opinions. And he only died at the age of 40. It says in the Gemara on Brachot and Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Chet, tells us that he died at the age of 40. So he clearly was teaching halakha much younger than that. So how could he do that if you're not allowed? The Gemara says, Bishavin. It's referring to if he is at that level. Meaning, 40 years old was the general level that a person would reach the level of Hora'ah. But if a person could reach that level or receive, I guess in today's generation it's become smicha. If a person would receive smicha, once they can receive smicha, they can teach halakha in the categories of smicha, the subjects that they've learned. That would be the shavin, that's what that means. Then we said, umakot perushin. We said, makot perushin. What's makot perushin? So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, shiva perushin hen. There are seven types of people who are fake. They act like fake tzadikim. Parush shichmi, from Shechem. Parush nikpi. Parush Kizai, a blood letter. Parush Meduchia, we're going to explain all of them. Parush Macho Vativa Esena, what's my obligation and I'll do it. Parush Me'ava, Parush Me'ira, from love and from fear. Let's go through each one. Parush Shechmi, from Shechem, Ze'a Osem Ma'aseh Shechem. It's somebody who does the action of Shechem. What did they do? They did Brit Milah, but it wasn't Hashem Shamayim. They didn't do it for Hashem's sake. It was a huge sin. So he acts like, oh, look at him, Tzadik, 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 but he doesn't do it Lashem Shamayim. Nothing is Lashem Shamayim. Parush Nikpi, Zeh menakef et raglav. He drags and he hits his legs. Why is he doing that? So he's acting like he's very humble. Say, oh, look, he drags his legs. You're not supposed to act like fake humble. You have to, you know, be down to earth, but you don't drag your legs and bang your legs against the walls. Okay, that's number two. Number three, Parush Kizai. Amar Nachman bar Yitzchak Zeh makiz dam leketanin. That's somebody who lets out blood hitting the walls. Meaning, yeah, you know, we have an important mitzvah that you have to do. V'lo taturu acharelo v'ochem acharenechem. You have to do shmirat einayim. You have to protect your eyes whenever there's an inappropriate woman who's dressed not appropriately. Right? So what would a guy do? You have a guy who does it very fake. He acts like he's not looking and he's just banging into the walls and making a scene and everyone starts like commotion and he starts bleeding. That type of person is fake. You're not supposed to make such a big scene. You keep it quiet to yourself. Okay? Parush meduchia. That's Amar Abba Bar Shila de Meshpa ki Miduchia. He is always bent over like a mortar. Meaning this kind of guy, he always tries to act so humble. So he always keeps himself down like this and he's like acting overly, extremely humble that it's not, you can tell it's not real. Parush Macho Vativa Esena. There's another guy who says, what's my obligation and I'll do it. So the Gemara says, wait, hold on a sec. That's great. If he says, what's my obligation and I'll do it, that's fantastic. Why is that a bad thing? So the Gemara says, no. Ela da'amar machovati tu ve'esena. What is my obligation? What's left for me to do? And I'll do it. Okay, v'seda. Get it out of the way. You know, so it seems like, oh, he's doing all the mitzvot, but he's not doing it from love for Hashem. He's doing it, okay, whatever, I have to get it done, I'm a robot. That's not good either. Parush me'ava, parush me'ira. Then we said, out of love and out of fear, amru le abaye ve'rava le tana. They said to the tana, lo titne parush me'ava, parush me'ira. Don't teach these two. Why? Someone who does it out of love and out of fear. Well, out of love and fear for what? So Rashi says, love for the reward of the mitzvot, not for the love of Hashem. And fear from punishment, not from fear of God. If it was love and fear from God, that's one thing. He's saying love and fear of the mitzvot and the punishment. So the Gemara says, don't teach these two. Why? Damar v'yuda marav, famous Gemara, le'olam yasok adam b'torah u'mitzvot afilu shelo lishma. You should always learn Torah and mitzvot, even if it's not for the right reasons. Shemitoch shelo lishma balishma. Because at the end of the day, you'll eventually come to be doing it for the right reasons. Even if you don't have the right mindset at hand, I want to learn Torah, why for kavod? I want to learn for this and that. We're going to explain, I mean, there's different perushim what this means, but you should always learn Torah, even if it's not for the right reasons. You say, you know what, I want to learn Torah, why? Because it sounds cool to learn Torah. Okay, it's not the best reason to do it, but he does it, and then eventually he comes to realize, oh, I want to learn Torah because I love Hashem and I want to get close to Hashem. So even for the wrong reasons, you come and do it for the right reasons. So he's saying, don't teach these two cases. Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, demitamra mitamra, or demigalia migalia. What's hidden is hidden, and what's revealed is revealed. What does that mean? So Rashi says, "Hanistaro nistaro mibnei adam, va'geliot geliot." Mikol makom, and then the Gemara says, "Beit dina rabah litpara mihani dechafu gundei." The Beit Din, the great Beit Din, Shamayim, will end up giving punishment, retribution on those that put their talits on their heads. What does that mean? You can't wear a talit on your head? No. Means, yeah, those guys, you know, like they put the talit on their head and you see it. I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you a very quick story because it's on this inyan. I had this guy one time who was praying in yeshiva and he put on his talit and you know, those people were like extremely, extremely like bowing and going up and down, shuckling. And, like sometimes it's real, sometimes it's extremely just fake and you just want people to like recognize what you're doing. And then all of a sudden I see the guy standing there on his phone like this and he's going like shuckling back and forth and he's like texting and like doing all these things and I'm like, he's not even praying. Like, why is he shuckling? He's not even praying. And I'm like, I became like so like crazy about this. Like, yeah, and this is exactly what the Gemara is talking about. At the end of the day, Hashem will retribute and give punishment to those people who fake. They put the talit over there and they're acting like they're, oh, look at me. But they're not really so serious. You know, if you want to put your talit on your head, say that, but pray for real. If you don't want to put your talit on your head, pray for real. It doesn't matter what you do, but pray for real. Okay? Amar la Yanai Malkad Lidvita. Yanai, the king, said to his wife, Al titiyari min haperushin velo mimisha inan perushin. Don't be afraid of those who are separated and do things like that, and those who are not. Meaning those who are perush, Rashi explains, the perushin used to hate him, and the non-perushin would love him. So he says, don't be afraid of any of them. Ela min hatsevuin shedomin leperushin. Be afraid of the hypocrites. People who are hypocrites. They're similar to perushin. Why? Shema'asehen kema'aseh zimri umavakshin sachar kim pinchas. They act like Zimri. Zimri was at the end of Parashat Balak, where he went in public and he committed that violation with the Kosbi Batsur, right? He slept with this woman in public in front of everyone. And then Pinchas came out with a spear and he killed both of them. And he did a mitzvah, right? So what are these hypocrites, what do? They act, their actions are like Zimri. They do terrible sins and they act and they request reward like Pinchas. They tell people, oh, you have to be doing this, this and that, and they're not doing any of the mitzvot themselves. They're just hypocrites, you know? And those are the worst of type of people. He says, be careful of those people. That's what Yanai Malka told his wife. It's a very important lesson. We'll stop there. We'll do a quick 1 minute recap. Okay? We started from the top of 21a, 22a, sorry. We talked about who is an Am Haaretz, who is an unlearned person. Someone who doesn't mishamesh tamidei chachamim, someone who doesn't wear tefillin, wear tzitzit, all these types of examples. Then we got to the second part of the daf, which was Isha Prusha. There's types of women that we learn a lot from. So there's one type of woman who's a widow, one type of woman was a woman who's always praying. So the woman who's always praying, we learned a lot of Musar from. She came and prayed to Hashem that nobody should fail because of her. She shouldn't be a block in anyone's road. And then there was another woman who was a widow. She would walk all the way to Rabbi Yochanan's town to go and pray in his kanisa. Why? Because she wanted Tzchar Psiot, she wanted the reward for taking all those steps. As we got to the Amud Bet, we started talking about Makot Purushin, all these different types of people who act like they're such big tzaddiks. I mean, we went through each and every one, but essentially the summary of it was, don't be like someone who's keeping the mitzvot and doing it out of fake and attention, trying to get attention from people. We do the mitzvot because we love Hashem, we want to do it for Hashem's sake. The only thing we ended with was saying, but there's an opinion of Yehuda Marav who says that everyone should do Torah and mitzvot even if it's not for the right reasons, because at the end of the day you do it for the right reasons, you'll come to do it for the right reasons. And the last part of the daf we got to was the advice that Yanai the king gave to his wife. And he said, don't be afraid of anyone. The only one who should be afraid of is, of course, we are afraid of Hashem, but the only person he told his wife to be afraid of is hypocrites. Because hypocrites can trick you. They can pretend to be like Pinchas. Why? Because they want the reward of what, the kavod of what Pinchas did. But they really, their actions are like Zimri, and they're really terrible, terrible people. Okay? We'll stop there for today. Amen. Amen.